This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
No, I had this conversation with somebody. I'm like, it's pretty annoying how in English there's like...
Spell paraphernalia.
Grapefruits are for bats.
Methamphetamine. I blacked out for a sec. Must be the methamphetamine. I'm on lunch, low key.
It was get it, man. Fuck that job.
Fucking
man. You know, someone in the comments said, "Stop with the fucking explosions." Yo, listen. Yo.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Those are dedicated to you.
This is a full beat?
Nah, just a little snippet. Wait, is it the fucking full beat?
It could be.
Just loop it.
All right, but it's not. There's a lot of things in the comments that people are saying that I wanted to address. I think there's this girl said Lala. Her name was Lala. Said, oh, Trey loves telling the story about going on vacation and drinking the water in Jamaica. It's a very dark time in my life. And I wanted to just share that story with you guys so you guys don't go to Jamaica and drink the water. You know, I feel like the more I say it, you guys will be like, oh, shit. Hey, Trey drank this water.
You're going to remember that for sure.
Definitely you're gonna remember. I fucking remember it. I'll never forget it.
If you don't want your ass inside out,
if you don't want to see your
keep
ass,
keep listening to the story. Let it fucking simmer in your head.
You don't want to see your ass in the toilet. Don't drink the water.
D Mascara said, raid the old backdrop more. Looking at the green screen looks a bit off. So we're gonna put a brick in the background. If that makes D Mascara more comfortable.
That's true.
That's what it's about. Yeah, this is the people show, man.
Yeah.
Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order. It's your boy Jay, man, the most handsome.
Yeah.
Random Order presented by Much Studios, recording from the Artscape Daniels launch pad in Toronto. You know what time it is. My beard is moistened.
Moistened?
Yo, we'll keep it pushing though. What's up with y'all, man?
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Biggest baby in the game. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I just figured out how to walk. You know what it is, man. I'm right here. And I before I go in, I want to say we did not disrespect David Attenborough.
They said it wrong. Man's. The people that were telling us his name said it wrong.
They said it wrong. Even if I'm saying it wrong right now, you guys know I respect that man. He is a legend.
He's my dad.
And I told you, why would I disrespect someone? I said, I want him to narrate our life.
I want him to talk to me every fucking every second of the day.
I want him to call me right now.
I wish he was right here.
I wish he was right here.
I wish he was
the fucking guy.
My man, Tommy. Yo, my man, Tommy the Yami.
What's papi? What's papi?
You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, my man, I guess it's fortunate.
Nah, fuck Shells.
Tired of his shit.
Fuck Shells, man. I'm tired of
Shells
shit.
Is on the west side of the fucking
he in
North
Cali.
America.
You're right, he in Cali.
He's in Los Angeles, California, with my shouted. They in the studio, they getting busy. Yeah, so good for my man Shells. And my man Chami Diami was friendly enough to come through on his job. He's at work right now.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be. I'm on lunch. I'm not at work. I'm at lunch right now. Luckily, it's essentially across
you
the
street. You got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What time is it right now?
Yo, we gotta get time checks throughout this fucking episode.
What time do you have to be out? Absolutely, for
let's
sure.
Not, how about like, we not talk about that? Let's just not talk about that. I'm actually supposed to be on lunch right now, and then I'm technically. Let's just say it's a Saturday today.
Does your boss watch this shit?
You never know.
Tired of Sheldon shit. He called me. You feel me? I missed a call, so I called him back, and nigga answered saying what? And it's not even like, yo, what's up? Like, it was a what with a heavy T. Like, what?
And like, after he called you?
Yeah, yeah, he called me too.
He called both of us and then fucking pressed your ass.
And it was like, I missed a call. 2 minutes, I called him back. And he wants to answer with what? Shells, if you're watching this,
you have Alzheimer's.
Yo, just put him on the face.
Because you just called me, nigga.
Nigga, so the fuck do you want?
You just called me, nigga. And shout out to fucking Shells, I guess.
Shout out my man Shells, man.
I hope your flight's delayed.
Let me
give y'all a story right now. Let me give y'all a story.
Hey, yo, stories from Trey.
Yeah, I got some stories. Before we get into anything, I got some. I've been in the airport quite often, and it's not always the best time. I remember a time in my life. I'm like, yo, airports are sick. And
when?
Fuck. Yeah, no.
The first day there, I was like, this is bullshit. This is whack. Why do you guys do it like this?
I kind of like being in the airport. I felt cool, like in my backpack, walking around, buying booster juice and shit. I'm like, yo, this is sick.
$30 booster juice?
Yeah. No, it's not $30. It's like $10. Where are you going, nigga?
It's $47.
It's mad expensive. It's
a lot more. Bro, there's always an airport markup.
No, there's not.
There's an airport markup. Airport got me.
Thank you.
You're telling me Burger King is the same price as it inside the airport as it is outside?
Yes. No way.
What airport is this?
Dude, what Burger King got airports?
Burger King doesn't
what
need
to. What time is it?
Damn,
I'm a baby.
That's it.
I'm a baby.
Still figuring out.
I just got here.
Figuring out grandma, figuring out what's what.
Can't word selection.
Be baby truck.
Word selection.
So I'm in the airport with it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. While I tell you guys the story, airport booster juice prices.
I don't think there's a price list they're going to show you at an airport.
But it's always marked.
Ain't no marker.
You don't got to check.
Text Sheldon right now. There's say, more. Yo, tell me the price of the airport's juices.
Is he at the airport right now?
The baby.
Where's the airport?
Is he at the airport?
Listen, let me tell you my fucking story, man. So, what story was I about to
tell
you?
Looking up paninis.
Yeah.
The baby.
I'm hungry. I lose my focus, man. I'm a baby. I'm just here. Anyways, boom, I was at the airport and I was on my way to go see Maria. And
that's cute.
Yeah,
put a little cute music there.
Put some cute music. Put Maria face in the background. Put my Maria face in the background.
This is so cute.
Look at that.
Wow, look at that glow.
Yeah.
Shining.
So
she's blushing right now.
Yeah, she's actually behind the camera. She's blushing.
She's not doing anything on her phone. She's
yeah,
blushing.
Yeah, she's blushing. So I was on my way to see her. And long story short, I was at the airport, I think, from the morning, maybe like 6 a.m. I got there. They're talking about like, yo, my flight's delayed or it's not leaving until like 2 o'clock. I'm like, bro, it's fucking 7 a.m. What the fuck am I supposed to do? They're like, yo, just chill in the airport, rah, rah, like, go get something to eat. And they're like, oh, we'll give you a little flight coupon voucher so you can go get something to eat. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I did get a steak, Jay, I did.
It might be, the Air Force might be
Jay,
a little cheaper.
I did get a steak. Okay. Yeah, I got a steak, man.
At 6 a.m.?
Ain't nobody telling me what to eat, what
just
time.
A baby, man.
If the menu say you can get steak, you get steak.
Yeah, I'm
steak
like,
steak time.
Breakfast, what's on the menu? I see steak and eggs and grapefruits. I did not. I don't like grapefruit. I threw that shit out.
Grapefruits are reserved for bats.
Maria enjoys grapefruit and that shit very much. Anyways,
yeah, so you're only for fruit bats, nigga. Hat.
Only for fruit bats.
Bro, it's the worst. Why would you make that fruit?
Grapefruit is the dirtiest shit ever.
Step on a grapefruit.
Grapefruit and pomegranate.
If I was trapped outside and I stranded and I saw a grapefruit, I'll stomp it on.
So then I ate my steak and I threw the grapefruit at the wall. And then... the time's moving on. This is probably about, I don't know, like getting closer maybe to 12. It was probably, no, I don't even know what time that is, actually. Probably 11:59 around there.
Wait, you got the airport at 6 a.m. and then 6 a.m. 12 now?
Nigga, they took long to make the steak. What you want to tell you? Come on, man. I was tired. So I was over there. I was eating the steak and shit, and I was just lollygagging around the airport. Then this girl comes up to me, and it was like one of those things where I kind of helped her out earlier in the day, and then she helped me out. So she's like, yo, I heard this flight's supposed to be canceled. Like, let's go try and switch a flight. So I'm like, all right, bet. We go, we try to switch a flight early because, like, everyone's waiting for this flight at 2, which is about to be canceled. We switch flights to, like, an Air Canada flight. And then they put me onto that Air Canada flight. Then they're like, yo, you don't have a seat on this Air Canada flight. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But I just switched
you
over.
Say it like that?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, they heard it from me. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I got on that flight, about to board. They're like, okay, if nobody comes onto this flight, like, you're good. And I'm like, nobody's here. Then this fucking piece of shit kid, fuck this little kid, man. Fuck them kids. Comes running in with his fucking bag off. Like, oh, I'm here, I'm here. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. That was my last seat. He took it. And then I switched flights again. Long story short, I was on probably about like three different flights, four different flights that day. Didn't get on any. And I went home around like 12 o'clock in the night. And I was at the airport all day. And I didn't go to New York that day. So.
Oh, I was home. I was like, oh, yeah. I remember that day.
Yeah,
you
I just came back. And showered. And I'm like, yo, fuck.
Wait, so you didn't even go to New York?
No. I was literally at the airport.
Coming back from
New York. I was in Toronto going to New York. And I was at the airport all day, literally switching flights for flights. And they weren't telling us what the fuck was going on in New York. I'm like, bro, why are you guys canceling all these flights? But
wait, what was going on in New York?
Apparently, there was I think someone dropped their booster juice.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't know. There's like some sort of like fucking storm coming, but there's no storm. And the storm fucking hit later at like fucking 8. And all the flights got backed up because they're, I don't know, man. It was honestly a fucking mess. I just wanted to get out of there. Ridiculous.
Once you figure out that teleport and shit, yo, I'm done with the airport.
Yeah.
Or even like the, what's it called? The train loop? The
Hyperloop shit?
Hyperloop shit? Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Put me in a pod and shoot me across the fucking earth.
This thing is supposed to take, it's supposed to take 30 minutes to go from Toronto to Montreal in this Hyperloop.
Wait, like a fucking...
How long does it take to get to Montreal
like
now?
You're not like... It's not like the Jetsons, bro, but you're like in a vehicle.
No,
like,
we need to do that, though.
I need the Jetsons.
Why are they not doing Jetsons shit?
Because it's just expensive and hard, bro.
Okay, well, hold on. Did you see... This is exactly what I need. You seen the fucking tubes?
What you need, Trey?
You see the fucking tubes to get the salmon?
Make it bigger, dams. Make it bigger, nigga. I'll go in there with my suitcase, nigga.
Or just... like, this is... Put me in a salmon suit. And I'll fucking do that shit. Put me in a salmon suit.
That's a concept.
That's the concept. Let me think about that.
I see what you're saying. I think you should draw this out and then we'll go to Elon next week.
Yeah, they already have it, but just make it bigger. No.
Bro, I'm telling you, dip me in a jug of baby oil.
A big jug of lube.
Big jug of baby oil and lube and just put me in there.
I'll get to China in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel claustrophobic with that. I feel weird. What if you get stuck?
But you're going to beat her, though.
Stuck and you over the ocean.
Too much lube on me, boy.
Yo, what is baby oil actually for?
Baby oil is to put oil on your baby's head. So the baby's slippery and they can fucking fall out of your hands. I don't know why they make baby oil.
There's baby lotion and then there's baby oil. Like, why do you want an oily baby?
I only know of baby oil because for some fucking reason, I gotta ask my father this.
We're going
to Wonderland. No, not for making babies oil. But, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it has...
I don't think you'd use baby oil to make useful. Babies. Guys.
My dad would put the baby oil on his head like before we'd leave the house.
Huh?
My dad would put the baby oil on his head. My dad's bald, and he'd lotion his head with baby oil before he left the house.
Oh, hell yeah. Rightfully so.
Maybe it just makes your skin
bro,
soft.
When I'm bald, my shit's going to be so shiny.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get my head tatted when I'm bald. I'm pretty determined on doing that.
That's cool, too. Sick. That's always an option.
Sick.
I don't know what, though.
Sick.
Remember that time we're on vacation, and dad pulled aside this other bald guy? And like asked him, he was watching him. Like we're at this little party. We're on vacation. We're at this little party
thing.
We're
in Cuba?
Having bald kind of
some shit. Yeah, no, there's this guy with a very shiny head. Yeah. And then he pulled it. He was like, he's watching him. And he told me too. He's like, yo, Jermaine, check out the fucking shiny head right there. I'm like, yo, that boy got a glisten going on. And I compared it to my dad's, and my dad's was very dull.
And he's like, damn,
and
I
then,
need that.
And then finally pulled him aside, and then he's like, hey, man, can I ask you something? He's like, I know what you're gonna say. Why is my head so shiny? But yeah, he buffers
bald.
It with turtle wax.
Yeah. True story. Nah, true story.
Yo, I'm being dead serious.
You're dead.
Yo, I'm gonna have a science to my fucking shiny head.
Bro,
I can't wait.
That's what I'm saying. Like, look, you look at me, take me for example. You have a young nigga with good hair on his head.
Yeah.
Get some waves on that thing, boy. I know you see the waves. That's just funny. I know y'all see the waves, but if I'm bald, make that thing shiny. You know what I mean? You can't be bald and not shiny.
You're just a normal bald guy.
That's fucking
I'm
going
to be the top tier bald man.
Yeah. No, if you're looking at me, it's like, this nigga's bald. Like, I'm trying to go all the way.
Bald in the big beard?
Yeah. Bald in the big beard. I'm telling you, that's a fucking move, bro. Trust me. And Kendrick Lamar in the comments of this last fucking episode with Jazz, I never said pupusas are Peruvian. Don't put words in my mouth, boy. I'm a baby.
Bro, I think I said that shit. Shout out all my Latins, man. Whew.
Yeah.
trying to connect back to my roots, my Colombian roots.
For sure.
Because I don't know shit. Y'all have.
Yeah, I always forget.
Yeah, me too.
I wake up and I'm like, first thing I say is, oh, I'm black. And then I say, oh, shit, I'm also Colombian.
I wake up and say, shit, I'm fucking Colombian, man. I don't know shit.
But then we asked my grandma, yo, should we go back to Colombia? And she said, no, don't fucking go there. It's dangerous.
We fucking asked our grandma the other day. I'm like, yo, like, should we go there? And she fucking closed her eyes and said, yo, like, started saying prayers and shit.
She wasn't even speaking English. She stopped speaking English to us.
Yeah.
She said it in Spanish.
Like, she just started remembering the fucking terrible shit that happened there. I'm like, yo, bro, like, what is it like? I'm like, yo, grandma, I think I'm going to go.
Bro, and then I'm pretty fucked up. I don't know why I put her through this, but I'm like, so what was Pablo Escobar like? Yo, her eyes lit up.
Shot the fuck
up. Yeah, I can imagine.
I've never seen her eyes open that
wide. That sounds wild.
I shouldn't even be laughing, but like,
no, it's actually, she left.
It's actually scary, yeah.
Because Pablo Escobar was scary. And I don't know. I had just watched Narcos before I went to go visit her.
She left Colombia and she left the room. She went back to go lay down when Jermaine asked her that dumb shit.
Did he watch Narcos and then he's like, yo, let me ask my grandma.
True story, because she was there. She was there when that shit was happening. I'm like, yo, that's fucking, like, to us, that's just cool, but like, to her, it's not, you know? Like, it's not cool, but it's like, bro, like, this nigga was the fucking, probably the biggest. What do you want to call this nigga?
A drug dealer?
Drug dealer. Yo, the thing is,
he was a king drug lord.
Narcos made me like Pablo Escobar. And I know this nigga was like a fucking terrible person. But like, when you watch it and when you watch Narcos, you kind of like the guy. Like,
yo, it made him too cool.
No, but most of the time you rate, I guess,
the main character,
the
right?
Main character who is supposed technically is a bad guy, but they do some pretty hard shit.
Yeah, like, was Walter White a bad guy?
Yeah, he was.
No.
Yeah, he was, bro.
He fuck Walter White. No, fuck Walter.
He was making meth, bro.
No.
Well, methamphetamine is nothing to be scared of.
Methamphetamine.
Listen. Methamphetamine.
First off, if a nigga ever offered me, yo, y'all trying to do methamphetamine?
Like, you know what?
Oh, nigga, that sounds scary.
That's the last
time. That just sounds terrible.
When we were at Golden Turtle, Jay's like, yo, if someone gave me some PCP, right?
Not that drugs are good, but PCP sounds a little more chill than methamphetamine.
I would take PSP because PCP because it sounds like PSP. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
I've tried that shit before.
Yeah, I played that game before.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to play some PCP? Let me get some of that.
Methamphetamine is nothing you're afraid of, though. Honestly, it's just a funny fucking
word. Put some methamphetamine on right there.
like who the fuck? Quick, grab the methamphetamine. Like,
Nigga, oh my god.
Just put it's the like, compound.
I want to be there when scientists come up with this shit. I'm just
bro,
like, okay, we're calling it a methamphetamine. No, nigga, we're calling it blue shit, nigga.
Like the fucking choose scientist was name. Typing, oh, we're gonna call it meth. And then he fucking sneezed and hit
Maggie.
His delete button wasn't working. Fuck it, it's methamphetamine.
No,
he didn't have computers. They wrote that shit down. So he's like, fuck, my handwriting is done. I guess it's going past.
There's just some scary drugs. Who the fuck says, yo, oh, horse tranquilizers. Yo, let's do some of that shit.
Woo! Yo, pass me that shit. That fucking tranquilizer horse. Yo, what the fuck?
This shit knocks on a horse. It's gonna put me to sleep.
Imagine showing that nigga some rhino tranquilizer.
Nigga. I'd take horse tranquilizer if I was a fucking centaur, nigga. And then even then, I'm thinking about this shit.
Bro, like, why do you want to be tranquilized?
Maybe.
Just go to bed, nigga.
I can sleep perfectly fine.
I'll get sleep paralysis, and it's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
One of our friends explaining
sleep paralysis
what doing horse tranquilizer is like. And she said her face was on the table. Why would you do that?
Wait, hold on.
I don't get the good part. She said she was drooling on the table.
I do that normally, nigga. I fucking drool everywhere, bro. It's annoying. I wish I could fucking be the nigga to just change words. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
If someone came down and said, like, yo, I don't know, for some reason, Trevon, you gotta change. Yeah.
Look how long this word is.
What'd you search?
Methamphetamine.
Oh, what did I search?
Methamphetamine.
Google corrected me. Thank God for that. I wrote methamphetamine.
Yeah, anyways, I'd methamphetamine would be something.
Spell methamphetamine right now.
M-E-S-P-H.
M-E-S.
Baby, okay, still
watch.
Figuring out his vowels and
watch this.
Three letters.
Methamphetamine. Give me the word in sentence.
Y'all trying to do some methamphetamine?
How much?
I got a whole bag of the meth.
Wait, I'll tell you the origin.
Yeah.
What's the origin?
What's the origin?
Let me see. originated
from drugs.
He's always
fucking Greek. These Greeks figured all this shit out.
Yeah. Meth means tephetamine.
This originated in the streets, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Originated in the streets?
The streets, streets gospel.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. Greek and Latin or some shit.
All right, watch. I'm really going to try and spell it. Tommy, you try and spell the shit after. Let's see who gets closer. Loser has to do methamphetamine. Ready? M-E-T-H-A-P-H-A-T-I-M-E. Methamphetamine?
Well, I wasn't even checking. Spell that again.
Nigga, I don't fucking know what I said. All right.
Baby,
I'll do this one more time. Promise you, there's nothing on my screen. M-E-T-H-A-P-H-I-T-I... Wait, hold on. M-E-T-H-A-P-H-T-I-M-E? Methamphetamine?
I think you spelled pterodactyl just now. Tommy, methamphetamine.
I don't know how to spell that shit.
Nigga, I'm not here.
That's about right. Yo, that's the right answer.
Why y'all made me put my shit up there? Appreciate that. Give me a one.
Have you done methamphetamine?
No, bro. Fuck. I don't do drugs.
Yo, my man just got back from Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. I'm tan. Pretty tan.
Shout out to that.
Costa Rica's fun, man.
I didn't do none of that shit this summer.
Costa Rica.
I got fucking paleo.
Wait, you haven't gone anywhere this summer?
Been outside a little bit.
Wait, when did you guys go to Bali? You guys went last year, Bali?
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, that was 2 years
oh,
ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's just you guys put up vlogs so late. It's just hard to.
Right, oh, that shit just dropped. Yeah, you're not gonna.
You're not gonna come over here.
I'm just doing what my cousins always tell me to do. They're like, hey, we need another vlog from them.
There's a door timing. Get the fuck up.
Spell paraphernalia.
P-A-R-A. How I would spell it? If I could invent how to spell paraphernalia?
Mm-hmm.
P-A-R-A-F-A-N-ilia, nigga. I-L-L-I-A.
I
that's some bullshit. Bro, who puts a... Who, yo, if you want to say F, you put P-H?
Yeah.
There's a letter for that.
But hold on.
A letter called F that makes the F sound.
No. Jermaine. How you feel fat ass, though?
Okay, that's the only exception. Because
yeah.
we're not talking about that.
But it works.
P-H-A-T.
And there's also P-H-A-T.
That's a different word altogether. That's from a different language.
No, I had this conversation with somebody. I'm like, it's pretty annoying how in English there's like,
spell paraphernalia.
Grapefruits are for bats.
Y'all trying to methamphetamine? I blacked up. It's like, must be the methamphetamine. How there's like silent letters and words. Where it's like, what's the point of them
bro,
being there?
Bro, why did you put it then?
Yeah, it's like, if I'm not supposed to say it, why is it even in the
and
word?
And the people look at you like you're stupid when you get the shit wrong. I'm like, bro, you're stupid for following this shit.
Yeah. Someone tried to spell my fucking name with a U-G-H in there. I'm like, all right, now you
might as well.
Well, no, I've seen a Trayvon with spelled like how Vaughn.
I'm not Trevon, nigga. I'm fucking Trevon, nigga. It's not that hard. Who the fuck?
If you're in Germany, I'm sure you say it.
Like, yeah, Germany, actually. I'm half German.
Trevon Rickards. Rickards.
But some people just
that's
really
a pirate,
have.
Right?
Like, yeah, you're from fucking.
Trevon Rickards.
Moscow, nigga. Some people just have fucking trouble with
shout
English.
Shout my man Putin. Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Whoa. Yo, put my man Putin on the screen right now.
Throw that up, man.
Put my man Putin on the screen.
100.
Y'all put in 100 for Putin right now?
Who the fuck is Putin? Nigga, I love me some pudding, though. Let me tell you that.
Shout out to Putin real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vladimir Putin, yeah. Yo, honestly, I'm gonna get canceled. Listen,
y'all just swayed.
So wait,
Vladimir 66, first off, but second, niggas just be having a hard time with the length. You okay?
Yeah.
All right, niggas be having a hard time with the language English. Because, bro, Maria's name is easy as shit. Maria. Nigga came up to me the other day, said, oh, and you must be Marie. I'm like, where the fuck you see it? Tell me where the fuck you see an E in her name, bro. It's Maria.
I do that. Because sometimes you forget. Like, there's like, I can't think right now. I don't know what you guys did to me today. But like, I've also called Maria's Marie. Not that Maria. I don't call her. You're Maria. I know that. But like that's and like Larissa.
You call him Larissa?
I call him Larissa. Larissa.
How'd you like if I just call you Tom?
I'd hate. This one guy.
There's more name left. Just say my phone.
But some people just forget. They're like, they remember the Tom or they remember certain parts of the name and they just don't.
Tom, right?
If someone called me Tom, I'd be pissed. Don't call me Tom.
I just don't get that shit. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Where'd the E come from? But whatever.
People call me Fantana.
Wait, is Fantana?
Fantana?
I was calling him Fantana for a while. And then
I'll be the closest to the niggas' names.
Jay called me. Jay's like, no, it's Fantana. I'm like, oh, it's even better.
Fantana, the human fucking Fantana.
Ooh.
Let's get it.
Yo.
Speaking of bandanas.
Speaking
of bandanas, you see, I know this is for Shells. I know he would want me to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Blueface's bandana chain.
Yeah,
I saw that. That was a chain.
Well, I guess it's a chain.
I thought it was a tiara.
A bracelet? Is it a bracelet? If it's on your neck, is it a bracelet?
That's a necklet.
Would it be a necklet?
Necklet, yeah.
We can go choker. With that.
That sounds mad weird. I'm going to call it a necklet.
I don't want to. He can't bend his neck and look places.
Yeah.
Shit.
But it was just funny how, like.
I'd be afraid to pinch my. Like, it pinched me here. I'd be weird.
It almost pinched when he was putting it on.
Ooh.
Bro, that's the worst part of being hairy. My chain pinches me at any given moment of the day.
I fucking scream.
It hurts.
That and, like, just your beard shedding onto your shirts. Especially when you're wearing a white tee.
I'm used to it.
I guess annoying.
I'd be eating my beard.
It's always like the shoulder area. Like,
yeah, my beard's always in my mouth. I just chew it.
A barber that won't be named there's two barbers, so it's gonna be worse. Tends to go a little low on the beard sometimes. Sometimes I just want to
grab his wrist and put it on his.
But sometimes
beard.
You know when a nigga just clips it and he just goes for it and doesn't really.
Once you,
and it's like once you go one part, you're kind of just.
Honestly, no disrespect when I say this, I don't really have those problems. Cause like they know, like when you get to a certain level, they gotta ask you, like, "Yo, you want to go down on that?" They let me do it,
but that's different.
They always give it to me. Yeah, like, "Yo, here, just do the beard part."
But I'm not gonna lie, when
my beard was coming up, niggas would just get at it, and I'm like, "Yo, you disrespectful because you're not
exactly." Ask me. Yeah, let it grow, let it breathe.
Now niggas be asking me like, "Yo, what do you want to do with this?" You know,
you don't deserve it.
Yeah, because I feel like
at a certain level, you don't deserve.
At this point, I wouldn't even ask if you want me to trim your beard down. Like, why? Look,
does it look like I've never trimmed my beard once in my life?
I thought you were born with these beards. To be honest.
I think I was.
Also,
I came out the womb with a full beard.
You know what it is.
I need to know what's going on in this world. Like that. I need to know what's going on in this world. People spitting in their dogs' faces. People throwing cats. People spitting vodka in cats' mouths.
It's crazy.
It's terrible.
I had several pets. I have never kissed them. Let alone transfer alcohol from my mouth to theirs.
I've seen you kiss it once, the dog.
That was one time I don't want to talk about.
All right, we're going to leave that alone.
No, I think we should talk about it.
However, I just find it weird that, I mean, I don't know who's the fucking say who wrote this shit, but I'm reading up this article on this girl that threw her cat, and she also said nigga.
In the same video?
She said nigga somewhere, but like the cat got the fucking headline instead of her saying nigga, and like it's literally a sentence like, she said the N-word. And she apologized
in the same
for
cat
throwing
article?
A cat.
Did she apologize for that?
Well, people are going to care more about the cat stuff than
nigga.
A person saying nigga.
In
the grand scheme
the
of things.
What about
Did the cat land on his feet, though?
Who cares about the nigger or the cat?
I'm pretty sure the fucking cat landed on his legs. Cats land on
their
legs.
That's what they do.
But it's like, yeah, it's fucked up for throwing a cat.
Yeah, I don't throw
it. Like,
but I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know. Some people just be doing crazy shit and they still be breathing online.
Yeah, some people shouldn't have kids and some people shouldn't have pets.
Some people shouldn't have internet.
We had
an internet, yeah.
The kid talk again? What's the point?
Oh, that's a fact. Yo, man.
The what?
The kid talk.
I think we were talking about this at your crib with Jay.
Yo, I was thinking like, why do you have kids?
Yeah.
Like, is it for you or is it for the kid? Like, you know? Like, you're not doing it for the kid because it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
You're kind of doing it for you.
Yeah. Most of the time it's like people do it to better their relationship, but it kind of just fucks everything up even more.
The kids in that, and then some people say like, I gotta carry on my legacy.
Wait, to have kids?
Yeah.
So
they have kids to carry on their legacy.
Yeah, it's
carry on their last name and shit.
In a lot of cultures, it's like the point is to have a boy so they can carry on your name, so your name lives longer as you continue to go on.
Why do you guys want to have kids?
Oh, for me, nigga.
Yeah, I want a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
I want a little version of myself.
Yeah.
I just want to do fun. Cute shit and dress it up and fucking make it wear
I don't
hats
know. Yeah, I want to put him in like weird costumes and shit.
Yeah, I want to get a spider costume.
And I want to embarrass the shit out of my kid for my enjoyment only.
Yeah, I was embarrassed as a kid a lot. That's why I used to fucking cry so much.
Yeah. My dad made me wear like boat shoes and button ups. I hated that. It was weird.
Oh, turtlenecks, nigga. Don't put a kid in a turtleneck.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
That's
yeah,
so
now
cute.
That. No.
That's just annoying for me.
It's not cool.
Kid,
it's never cool. A freaking turtleneck is not cool. It's cool now when you have a beard and you're on your grown man shit.
Yeah, when you're on your grown man shit, go
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's when it's cute.
Yeah, Trey, we see you. We see you, Trey, with a turtleneck.
Yeah, I know y'all niggas see me, but think about a kid, big ass head, fresh ass fade. And the nigga's in a little turtleneck. It's like, yo, is this nigga Keith Sweat Jr.? Like,
yeah,
like,
that shit looks mad cute, but being a kid
as an adult, it looks
fucking
cute.
Sucks.
But fuck what your kid thinks.
What
nigga.
Do you mean?
I bought you that shit. You're gonna put it on, nigga. You're going in a turtleneck.
Yeah, but you're forcing me to put this.
My kid's dressing himself.
My kid
wants to be Spider Man for a day.
Oh, facts.
At school? Yeah,
no, he can dress himself one day out the week. The other 6 days, that's me, nigga. I'm telling you what you're gonna wear. Look, there's gonna
I can't
be some
figure
days,
my own shit out sometimes.
Yo. Fuck all that. Yo, I went to Wonderland the other day and I saw this this fucking kid in a fucking polo, full polo fit. Like bucket hat, polo fucking
polo
shirt.
Polo or USPA?
Nah, it was polo. This
okay,
nigga.
You check.
Yeah,
one horse. One
that baby check.
One horse.
That baby's like, hold on, nigga. How many horses on this shit?
That baby did not fuck with the fake shit. Trust me. Anyways, that nigga was mad cute.
Oh, you didn't go on
oh,
the
yeah,
new ride?
Oh, yeah, that's what happens usually.
Hmm? You didn't go on the new ride, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
What's the point of going?
Huh?
Yeah, really, what's the point of going?
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Maria doesn't like rides, guys.
Maria, you don't like roller coasters and shit like that? Man.
You guys went to the roller coaster place and
we went on rides.
Is that where you got the shirt?
Went on rides.
Oh, where'd you get shit hard? I've been looking for a spray. Don't worry.
Yeah, we went on rides though. And we enjoyed the park. Actually, we went on like 5 rides. It was fun.
I want a new one. New one's sick.
But I don't like, Wonderland's just like the fucking, everyone's like there now.
Yeah, but yo, I have to,
yeah.
I have to wait.
That's what happens.
Everyone's there now. The fast lane passes are like, it's $70 for a day pass and then another fucking 100.
Yeah, it's like $80 for 21 rides and then $90 for all the rides.
It's like, bro, who you fooling? Who you fooling right now?
Who you?
It's my first day here,
nah,
right?
Nah, but
now.
Yeah, I waited 2 hours to get on that ride.
You see?
Even the fast lane's kind of slow now, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't make any sense.
Yep, and it's crazy. Might mad people have fast lanes. I'm like, yo, you legit spent like $200.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy food.
Fucking sitting on the rail.
Friggin' chicken tenders and fries is
$1,000.
Fucking $20.
Yo, shout out to my mans in the kitchen at Wonderland because they seen your boy trying to get some tenders. They heard me talking and they heard me complain about the 3-piece. Niggas gave me about 6-7 pieces. Drenched in the honey barbecue sauce, whatever
that's
I
it.
Got.
You cracked the code.
Yo, man, they figured it out over there. So, yo, shout out to them because y'all know Wonderland, Paramount, so whoever owns that shit be jacking up the prices. If I
ever, mark my words, nigga, if I'm ever rich enough to open an amusement park, y'all getting chicken tenders for $5.
How many?
How many you want?
It's probably going to be one tender for $5.
Nah, $3.
I mean, you're going to be broke.
$3, $5.
Bro, I'm never buying three pieces of anything, nigga. I don't understand buying nuggets.
That's what, I love nuggets, but I never buy them.
Three nuggets?
There's never, yeah.
Or three, like, you ever go to a restaurant and you get three wings?
Yeah, that should be. What? What are
That's
you
disrespectful.
About?
Yeah,
I've never gotten three wings.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love this place.
Don't
I know exactly
know
what you're talking about. But it's a satisfying three. It is a satisfying three.
Oh, but yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay, three
is satisfying.
Imagine eight.
It is a
imagine
good
eight.
Three.
Yeah, because remember, I was like, oh, you're getting a wing? All right, sick. I'll share with you. Like, yo, it's only three.
I'm like, oh, that's me.
Oh, you right. Okay, six. So everyone got their own order.
If three is satisfying, imagine 10.
Just call them out. Don't be scared.
I really
enjoy this place.
Should I do it then?
No, I don't have too many people to go there.
Well, yeah, you're right. No one really remembers. Yeah.
People always ask me, yo, Trey, where do you eat? Like, why do you think, like, yo, I fuck with you guys, but, like, why do you guys think I want to give up my place and have mad niggas go?
Yo, I think you should, though, because you guys put me on.
I put on my niggas. Yo, low-key, if you catch me in person and you ask me, I'd be giving off some places. Like, some people come here like, yo, I'm not from here. Where should I eat? And I drop gems. But it's just like, bro, I've shared some places online, then I catch people there. I'm like, fuck, man. It's not my place anymore, you know? So it's like, yo, stop asking me. But if you see me in person, you can ask me. But don't DM me and ask me. I'm not going to answer those.
Don't tell them about the ice cream spot, though. I love that spot.
Yeah, that spot's crazy.
After we get the vermicelli and then pizza, ice cream.
It's actually a crazy combo. There's a certain area we go to where it's like, yo, we'll get vermicelli. Leave from vermicelli.
We'll walk it off.
We're walking it off.
So now you burn the calories. It's like you didn't eat anymore.
Yeah.
And then you get pizza.
Get a slice of pizza.
Some good ass pizza.
And then you burn it off and go get some ice cream.
It's a trifecta. Yeah. That's it.
That's what I'm on.
How was Costa Rica?
Sure, yeah.
Costa Rica was sick. It was sick. It was bachelor party for my man Julian.
Paper straw.
Is it paper straw?
Yep.
Yeah, it is paper straw. I can confirm it is paper. Bachelor party for my homie Julian. Bunch of us went out to Costa Rica. I went surfing. That shit fucking hurt a lot. Like, have you gone surfing before?
Like surfing?
Surfing. Yeah. Like we rented boards and stuff. So we rented boards and we thought we were sick. Well, like I was like, I can do this. We watched like from far, like instructors kind of teaching how to do it and then watched a YouTube video and then thought that gave us enough information to kind of go for it. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Did you stand up once?
I stood up and then got knocked out by a wave. I almost drowned twice because of waves. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
For anyone that wants to go surfing, make sure you wear a rash guard. A rash guard just like
protects you from rashes.
Essentially, yeah, it's like just like a shirt pretty much that you wear on the board.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, your nipples start burning a lot.
Your nipples burn?
Specifically,
is it a waterproof T-shirt you're talking about?
Essentially, it's not water. Well,
there's always
it's
nipple
gonna get
guards.
Wet. It's you gonna
get nipple
wet.
Guards.
No, but you need like a full body.
You got like cute little stars.
Yeah.
To protect the nipples?
I'm gonna try that next time.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know how that works. I'm not
that
gonna
on my
try
notes.
That.
Because I gotta invent that shit.
Yeah, you're right. Wait, nipple guards? I think they already exist, bro.
Not star ones.
But I think so, bro. I swear they used to do that all the time.
I'm gonna check.
Check right now.
I'm gonna go on Alibaba and see if niggas making that shit already.
Oh, yeah, that's the best place to go. But if you go surfing, make sure you wear a rash guard. Make sure you know about low tide, high tide, and like certain times and stuff like that.
Mm.
Because I was getting beaten up by waves like twice my size. And that shit was not fun at all. And your nipples hurt.
Yeah, man.
And they hurt for the whole day. And then you go back in the ocean, saltwater, and it hurts even more.
Yeah, fuck all that, man. Fuck I look like.
You don't want to hurt your nipples.
Tom Cruise, nigga.
But then, ATVing is sick. When ATVing.
That's always fun.
That was tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 10 of us going, we're having like races, pretty much like just driving through like dirt roads and like little cities and stuff like that. It's really cool.
It is kind of fucked up what you were talking about earlier, how you be on vacation. And like you're on ATVs and shit, living your life.
Yeah. And
then they take you through the slums and shit.
Yeah. And it's like trippy because you're like zooming with your boys and you're like having a time of your life. And then Woo-hoo! You look to your left and you see a kid with no shoes on walking to school or walking from school and like broken homes and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the way you look at it is like you come back to these villages and you're actually feeding these families and helping them live. So that made me feel a little better. But I've always felt weird like driving through like these slums and like these like, and especially in like South America.
Yeah.
And just seeing like families and like it's kind of like they're there for your amusement in that sense.
And everyone's waving and you wave back and it's just awkward, weird. Oh, am I the queen?
Yeah,
dude.
It's just weird. Yeah, but then like that's what you try to go like the little mom and pops and like actually put money down so like, hopefully you can help these families.
Did you do that?
Yeah. We went to like
shout out that black man.
Happy, bro. That's where you get the good food, the authentico.
Yeah. That shit, I think that kind of happened to us in Bali too, but I think when we're in Bali, they were just like, I don't know, happier that we're there and shit, you know, and it's like, I don't know, you see like how they're living and they're happy and shit, and it's just like.
That's the thing. It's like they look like they're enjoying life, because it's like, at the end of the day, it's like they don't, I feel like most of them don't really know what's more than what they're at. Like a lot of people, a lot of slums don't have like internet or television really, so all they know is what they're surrounded with.
I feel you.
Yeah. So it's amazing that they can like live through and actually make something out of themselves from coming from somewhere like that.
Me and Khalifa actually came out, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but she was talking about how she earned around $12,000 in her brief career. And I didn't even know she quit, but she quit and she's like trying to look for another job and just saying how it's hard and shit. But it's like,
Is it hard to fucking be a porn star and then get a job after?
She was saying it was rough. I didn't.
Really?
Yeah. She's saying it was difficult finding a normal job.
Yeah, another job outside.
Wait, are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, okay.
So what's on, like, do you show them your resume?
I'm good at the
book. My resume is online on this website.
But is it like...
Because I think she wanted to do like know. The, she wanted to be a personality outside of it, and all she had was like the porn stuff.
But yeah. I mean, like,
but then she ended up getting a show with what's his face, Gilbert Arenas, and she did like the sports talk stuff.
That's good. That's good for her.
She's figuring it out.
But like, yeah, it's all about figuring out and shit. But I think, I mean, the internet's no fucking place for the mature. Like mature niggas are on here, but like niggas are just taking her whole shit. Just, I mean, a totally different way and shit. Like when I, especially on Twitter, Twitter's no place to fucking hear news.
That's
bro,
the point.
It's like,
yeah, so everyone will twist and turn everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of jokes, man. It's jokes, man.
Yeah. But I mean, fuck. When I saw this shit, I wasn't even like shocked or anything. It's not like there's some shit that's. I never thought like fucking porn stars made a lot of money. I don't know how the fucking world works and shit. Like, I don't
just
know.
Just a baby, man. What you can expect?
Yeah. Yeah. What's an annual salary for a porn star?
Yo, I don't know. She said $1K a video. It was roughly around $1,000 per video. But then, like, I don't know how it works. Like, if she's more popping, then does she get more?
She's booming, huh?
I don't think they get royalties and shit.
But shouldn't
they? It's not a right contract.
Yeah, like it's, I don't think it's like, because like, I think it's like YouTube where you can get like ad.
You get ads. No, yeah. They
drop ads.
They
get ad money?
Not that I've seen. I don't fuck. The way I'm thinking, it just might be on those.
My
websites.
Shit free, so I don't
know. Not that I've ever visited one of those wretched, dirty websites. I wasn't there. But I imagine that, based on what I do on YouTube, it's probably the same thing over there where they have ads.
Huh.
But I don't fucking know. You got to ask someone else.
I'm not a member to any of those sites.
Yeah, I don't even. Mm.
My shit free.
Sorry. What?
Wait, you say your shit free?
Yeah. I don't. What, is it wrong to watch porn? I'm confused.
No, it's not. I don't do that.
I just don't do that.
I thought everyone does. Doesn't everyone watch porn?
Oh, me, no.
I don't know.
Except for me. I remember being 12 years old, and then my friends would be like, "Yo, I found some Pornhub membership."
Yo, no, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
That was a high commodity in
but
high school.
Worked.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, school. That was very my high school.
I'm not even gonna lie. It was
that was a high commodity.
Yo, I'm like, what? I'm not saying he did it either. I'm just saying Kevin had many passwords.
Kevin's definitely the plug when it came to passwords.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, in high school, that was just a topic. I would just come to school bright early in the morning, like, yo, Aaron has the browser's password. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was.
Like, what, bro?
Yo, the twins had the browser's
oh, my God. The twins had the HD passwords on lock. And I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, you guys search this shit? Like, I don't get it.
Yo, I remember when that shit came out, it was like books of it. Like, yo, we got Brazzers, we got this, we got this, we got this.
Yo, yeah. The kids cracked the code, man.
Yeah. And honestly, Meg Thee Stallion has crazy knees, bro. Her knees are fucking ridiculous.
Oh, they're bionic.
Bro.
She's jumping.
Meg Thee Stallion and Mary J. Blige both have crazy knees, son.
That's Mary J. That's
this Mary J. jumping. They're calling her Mary Thee Stallion because her fucking knees is crazy.
God.
But Meg Thee Stallion got crazy knees. And it's really cool how Meg Thee Stallion is coming into the game and just, like, she's very comfortable with all these different talents and different people or whatever that she's, like, grouping up with and shit. And I was talking about it this other day. Like, I don't know how y'all niggas feel about this shit. Like, whatever. But to me, I feel like Nicki and like Meg Thee Stallion Ooh. Like teaming up is kind of, I don't know, like to me, this is me, who gives a fuck what I think, right? But I think that I is do. Like a little weird.
Oh, is it weird, that different?
Is it weird?
I think it's weird just because I feel like Nicki knows like she fucked up with Cardi and like now Meg is coming up. But like Meg is like, I feel like Meg is too real and Meg's on that like, yo, you're not going to fucking play me type shit.
Did you see her paper magazine cover?
Yeah, it's hard.
She was hard.
Hard.
Todoroki from My Hero Academia.
It's fucking hard.
What is that?
It's an anime. You don't watch anime.
Yeah, I need a little fucking side hobby or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, I'll send you. I think I got a Crunchyroll account that I can send you.
I'm scared of liking it too much and
it's sick.
Dedicating my life to it.
You
Sheldon's getting tattoos and shit, nigga.
I'm probably gonna get one soon.
See?
Yeah.
But Sheldon's got to cost money.
I want to get a tattoo, but it's also just one of those things where it's like, I don't know what to get.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna just put a.
I'm not like Trey and Maria. Y'all get the cool tattoos.
Like get a worm tattoo or some shit.
Yeah, you definitely should get a worm tattoo.
You get a fucking worm, right?
Yeah, you should get a worm.
Just cross my back.
from shoulder blade to shoulder blade?
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's a fucking worm.
It's a worm.
What does it mean? Oh, it's just a fucking... It's a worm. I'm not sure.
I'd get a fucking...
Why don't you guys get a 4-E tattoo? You guys need a 4-E?
I'd get someone shit. Else did.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else did?
Two women, yeah. They got a 4-E, tied it on their wrists.
On the wrist?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
That's hard.
I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah. But, I'll do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I appreciate the support.
That's very
crazy.
Sick.
That's the next level.
I might get it on my chest. I'm just kidding. I'm not my chest.
A worm tattoo or a Ja Rule tattoo? One of those two.
And a Tyrese. I think a Ja Rule Tyrese mirror.
Tyrese?
Definitely.
Ooh.
Or do like Tyrese on one side and then Ja Rule on the other side, like back to back.
And then holding the worm.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking worm in the middle and clouds and shit.
Yeah.
And glowing.
That's it. I think
so. Let me throw in my notes.
I had fucking.
I love when Faitana agrees with me.
Worm tattoo, Ja Rule.
I had something to talk about. I forgot what it was. Fucking Euphoria. No spoilers. Don't worry,
that
guys.
Shit good.
But
did you finish it?
But when she
yeah.
did,
the,
I'm not finished. I'm not.
Yeah. No. No spoilers. But
I'm episode,
Euphoria
I'm
is
five. It's a really good fucking.
It's
show.
A good show.
It's a really good show.
They don't do methamphetamine in there.
They do.
It's
yes.
a pretty explicit
they
show.
Do.
Actually,
they do. They're doing methamphetamines and stuff like that.
Are they? I really don't know what drugs they're doing. They're doing some drugs in there.
But they're doing like I've never heard of DC-8 and. All that. They're like, it's more pills. It's more pills.
Yeah, DC-8?
Like fucking memory cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like DC-8.
Like a fucking upload.
He's like, I got the Octa 74.5 with the DC-8 mixed with the Catamaranga-dang.
Yeah.
44. Nah,
all that shit. Apparently Fez from Euphoria.
That's my favorite character.
Fez is my favorite character.
And Ashtray.
He wasn't even supposed to be in there. I think like they randomly picked him off of like Twitter or some shit like that. I was reading something that like, he's the most fucking, I think he's the most loved character in there. And like he just kind of got pulled from the internet. And
I definitely think it was like the best casting for a show in a very long time. Like every character really you good. Appreciate as they are.
That's yeah.
a fact.
Every character.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Fez.
Fez?
Fez and Ashtray are my favorite. I just love Ashtray.
Yo, Ashtray's fucking
Ashtray's
jokes.
Who's
Ashtray?
Ashtray is Fez's guy.
The little brother?
Is it the little brother? I don't know.
I think it's his little brother.
I guess it's the little brother. The guy that's always a Fez.
Yeah, with the little tattoos.
Yeah, with the tattoos on his
yeah,
face.
Yeah, this is a little brother. I think. That nigga's.
We're going to say it officially, even if it's not happening, Trey dubbed Ashtray as Fez's little brother.
Yep, that's what I just did.
I'd
just
agree with
did that.
That
right there. Euphoria is a really good show right now. And I'm also mad that the OA got canceled because OA was another good show. And Love Island, nigga, hold on.
Oh, that's some fucking bullshit. Nigga.
Love Island is a really good show as well.
Oh, it's definitely not. But go ahead.
I'll agree with you.
It's not a really good show, but it's like, it's fucking, it's just fun to watch.
You're one of those mans, huh?
It's fun to watch.
You like Love and Hip Hop. You like all that stuff.
Love and Hip, don't come for Love and Hip Hop.
I already see Maria. I see Maria smiling
for Hip Hop, bro. Actually funny. It's one of those shows where you're like, bro, this show is so fucking fake, but for some reason I can't stop watching it.
Yo, I love when they throw water in people's faces. Just when they throw stuff at other people. That's the best part.
Yo, those are the part of me wants to throw
that
water in people's faces.
If there's a compilation of that shit happening,
yeah, that'd be
there?
Great.
I'll watch that.
Oh, 100%.
For sure.
It's internet.
That's
bro.
Some fucking, that's TV, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make a show.
I watched Jersey.
Jersey Shore, come on. Hey, you have to.
That was my shit. Flavor of Love, we're watching that last night.
This shit all
Flavor of
started
Love is
from
so
Flavor
good.
Love.
It's actually
it's
this,
so good, man.
I'm like, well, this
it's
is
It's so good.
Good. This is some good shit. But Love Island is.
And it's sick because the shit that made me cringe back then makes me cringe now. Like, Oyster from Flavor of Love, like the shit she was doing, she's like trying to spank Flav. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is too
you
much.
You're a very bad boy. Flav was like, all right, okay.
You know what time it is.
Go fucking back over there.
Just put us on your neck.
Yeah. Go back over there, please. But yeah, anyways, Love Island. I got to watch the UK version. I'm on the US one right now.
Oh my God.
This is the UK version?
Yeah, apparently. Tommy, okay, or is it
Yo,
time to go
did
back
you ever know, man, that got the double lineup?
Yeah.
I don't get the joke. That's why I didn't laugh. I'm like, what?
Did,
oh, yeah, I mean, what?
Yeah, that shit was so whack. Why did you guys get that shit?
Oh, no.
Don't say
no,
guys,
thing, you
nigga.
Look back now.
I do not get that
and
shit.
And you, I have a picture of you.
Bro, I'm looking at I'm me? Looking at it right now. Bro, it's the stupidest thing ever, bro.
Is that my picture?
I don't know if that's you. That's every man.
I got scared, nigga. That kind of looked
yo,
like
yo, that is.
I knew, I
bro, no. At the time, though.
No, bro.
Like, okay, yo, you look at a fucking typewriter now and you're like, oh, this is a piece of shit. But at the time, nigga.
Oh my God.
That was revolutionary.
In my, everyone in my,
the
was
double
all,
lineup?
It was all the brown mans in my high school that had the double lineup.
Plus me.
Okay, I guess Jay, you were brown man. but it was always that. And then I knew a next man who got, who like really wanted to get waves, but couldn't get waves. So he did the circles. Mm. He pretty much just did the giant circles around his head.
Man, get it how you live, man.
Yo. My uncle turned another age, another year older.
Oh, you can't mention that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't be
and I don't know how fucking old he is now, but he's it's big. Every time it's his birthday, all of my cousins from Miami come up, and a bunch of them were up here, and we haven't seen them some in fucking maybe like damn near 15 years. Yeah, shit. Oh, it's been a minute. Anyways, shout out to them. But they had a bunch of funny stories when they're up here. I wish they had more time to get them on a podcast, because they're just honestly, I don't know where the hell they have all this energy. It's fucking 1 o'clock. They come over screaming in my house. And I'm like,
bro,
yo,
like
why?
It's lunchtime or something.
Yeah, your family has a lot of energy.
Why are you guys screaming right now?
How are you screaming? Well, not how, why. Because if I could, then I would. But I couldn't.
Don't have that much energy. I just don't get it. It's like, it makes me feel, I'm like, I feel like I'm hyper and shit. And they're just like, I don't fucking know.
Doesn't that always feel weird when you're usually the hype one and everyone is out hyping you?
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like,
oh,
what a.
Nah, well, when it comes to them, I'm like.
Well, it's more sort of no me, match. And, sort of me and Trey, because Jay, you're always on.
Oh, I'd be going crazy.
Consistent line.
I'd be going crazy.
But one of them's a vegan. One of them's a vegan, but this nigga still eats curry goat. Like, how are you a vegan, but, like, you'll eat goat? He's like, oh, that shit's slapping, bro. I'm like, yo, but, like.
But you're not a vegan, then.
You're not a vegan.
Which is, like, yeah, there's no problem. Okay, whatever. Just, but don't take the title if you're not. But not that.
Vegan, bro.
So, no, I'm a vegan, but I eat curry goat.
He said, that shit good. I'm
by
like,
definition,
yo, but you're not. So, that does not make you
a
vegan.
No, I'm a vegan, bro.
No, bro, 100% I'm a vegan.
But I eat curry goat?
But 98%, though, because you eat.
Because you eat curry goat. Like, if you're a vegan, okay, like, you're eating goat. Is it an actual goat? Because I don't even know. It's goat.
It's curry goat made of goat.
It's goat. Yeah, it's goat.
Yeah, because there's goat in the name.
It's not potato and potatoes.
So okay, so
you can't even have potatoes. So like, okay. It's not even leaves.
Is there goat and goat?
I feel like if you're a vegan, you should, and you want to be half vegan.
Expose nice.
Like what's the fucking?
Why does
like,
it need a title? Just eat. What the fuck you eat, nigga?
So he's not a vegan then.
He's not though. Yeah, I don't know. Why he's insisting on the.
You're
title.
Not a vegan if you don't eat it. If you're not.
He tried to fight us on this shit.
If you're not following the vegan guidelines on a day-to-day basis, you're not vegan. You can't be part-time vegan. That's why. That's why if you're a vegetarian and you eat fish, you're a pescatarian. It's a bracket for you.
Yeah,
you
so know? He's a go-to...
He's a go-to-tarian.
How the fuck is that? We gotta figure out his name because...
He's
Jabari, if you're watching this, you're not a fucking vegan. I'm sorry to bring it to
you. Oh, shit. I just checked the definition. A person who does not eat or use animal products.
So he's
a goat is an animal.
A goat's a fucking animal, yeah.
His argument is, what if the goat is vegan and I'm eating the goat? Does that make me eat vegan meat?
Yeah, unless it makes you eat a goat that ate.
Yeah. You ate a fucking goat that wasn't true.
You're a goat
vegan.
Eater. That's
you're
it.
A goat eater. Anyways.
Just embrace it. Just be like, just be a.
I don't know why he was fighting.
A curry goatitarian for the rest of your life.
So I think I'm. I'm trying to be like my uncle when I grow up, because when some serious shit happens, there's two ways you can go about it. You can be serious or you can fucking laugh it off, right? Someone was taking a picture, a family picture of a bunch of my uncles and cousins and all that shit.
We have two uncles.
Nah, there's a bunch of uncles there.
Oh, shit. We got new ones?
Yeah. Yo, someone came up to me. When we're at our uncle's birthday, this nigga got up and said, what's up, I'm your uncle. I'm like, no, fucking, I don't
it's
know.
Too late, for that.
Bro, too late for that shit, nigga.
The uncle submissions were, they're Long overdue. You can't submit a new uncle application.
Bro, Maria's going to Dominican Republic and her mom called her like, yo, I'm going to set it up. You're going to meet all your cousins and fucking uncles and shits. And like, you go to a resort and meet them. She's like, no, why the fuck do I want to do it? I'm like, yeah.
Nah, I'm 25.
Yeah, nigga, way too late for that shit. Nigga, when I'm two, come meet me. If I'm three, it's like, nah, you missed that shit.
Yeah, I used to hate. My mom would be like, yo, this is your uncle. I'm like, yo, when? I don't
yeah.
What now, though?
The fuck are you?
Like, what are you trying to say?
And it's always like,
take me get ice cream, nigga.
I feel like
yeah, let's get it.
I feel like my parents always like, I feel like family's always like, just like, this is your uncle, instead of explaining that they're just a family friend and they actually have no relation to
you. You could just say, oh, that's your dad's friend.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
It's my dad's man's. As long as I need to know. Because now I have like 80 uncles, and then I'll go to my mom and be like, yo, uncle this person. That's not your uncle. So why'd you think that's my uncle? Why was I growing up with my uncle?
When we went to Jamaica, we met like mad people that are like, oh, this is your uncle, this is your aunt.
Prove it. Buy me a laptop.
Yeah.
If you're my uncle, buy me a fucking
whip. Buy me a
whip. You can't just take the title and not.
Yo, I'm using that. Yo, if you're my uncle, buy me a whip.
That's how you fuck it.
Yeah, buy me a whip.
Buy me a whip.
I like that song. Yeah.
You're my uncle, buy me a whip.
Prove it.
Oh, you're my uncle?
My uncle would buy me a whip.
Buy me a whip.
Buy me a crib.
Oh, come here ASAP.
Yo, pay for my college fees, bro.
Buy me a crib. I want fucking
pay my taxes every month. Pay my taxes, bro. Because I'm tired of paying them shits.
This girl was taking a family picture of all my family and she fell down the fucking stairs. Right, we don't know how she fell downstairs. Allegra believes it was a ghost that pushed her. Casey believes her knees just gave out. I don't know. There's a lot of we're still trying to figure it out. I'll let you guys know. So she fell downstairs. She's hurt. She's holding her ankle, and everyone's just kind of like, "Yo, what the fuck just happened?" Everyone's kind of shocked because she's standing perfectly fine, and then she just collapses to the ground, and she's holding her ankles. And my fucking Uncle Tobitz, looks at her and says, "Oh, you get new shoes."
Imagine through a tense moment, she's really hurt. Everyone's quiet. They don't know how to react. She's like hitting the ground and shit. It's quiet. This guy comes through. Oh, you got new shoes. Nigga, and then she said, nah, I've been had these.
What the fuck are you answering that, bro? And why the fuck are you asking that one? It's like, oh, you get new shoes. And it's just like, nah.
I've been had these.
Holy shit. And that just fucking reminded us about the time when Ryan fell down the stairs with KFC.
Oh my God. Yo, it was so confusing. I think it was a glitch in our universe. Because we were at the store and he's like, yo, can you get me KFC? So we walked back. We gave him the KFC. And then we walked back to our house, gave him the KFC. So he opened the door, took the KFC, and then he closed the door. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot something. I opened the door, and then all of a sudden he's at the bottom of the stairs, and there's like pieces of chicken everywhere on the floor and fries and shit. And he's like moaning. I was like, I just closed the door. I literally fucking closed the door. Said, oh, shit, I forgot something. Open it, and he's on the floor. No
sense.
Put a
fucking toothpiece on his fucking cheek.
Bro, he's like, mad at me. Eh?
You like, closed the fucking door.
You made me glitch.
I told you not to leave.
You made me glitch.
Yo, that was a glitch if I ever saw it, nigga.
I was like, yo,
close the door, open the door. You're like, what the fuck?
Anytime, I was so confused, bro. Like, if you fall down the stairs, you just have to stay there for like at least 2 minutes.
Think about
Gather
it.
Gather yourself.
Yo, it happens so quick. You got to catch up. Like, okay, what is that? Okay, I'm on the floor. That's a piece of chicken on the floor. Chicken just in the hand.
Okay, I can.
Are all the fries?
No, that piece. That piece is still good.
That works.
That one's only half.
Yeah,
on
the fries carpet. Leaning on. If a chicken's leaning on a fry, that's still good.
Fucking lead it up like this, you're so good. Oh my fucking God.
You've done that. I'm like, yo, the fry broke its fall, so this works.
Yeah.
Bro, this chicken's still good.
Bro, when you fall with food, you gotta fucking just chill.
Yeah, you gotta
don't get up too crazy. Gotta see what fucking food you're still saying.
Head might be
hopefully, most of it's on your shirt, so you have it right.
Oh,
right.
Then you just do
right
these.
Clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You just pop it back in.
Pop it
back in.
Or if you're sick, just eat right there. You're already fucking sick.
This is my plate.
Harsh.
Yo, imagine you open the door and Ryan's just chowing down, just chop.
Yeah.
Yo, funny story about Ryan. I think I told Trey this. I think because I remember before we went to, where did we go? Muskoka? Where did we go? Aurelia? Where the hell? Barrie?
The fucking some shit.
We went on a camping trip.
This is very far. It was a place where everyone stared at a bunch of young brothers
just trying to have a little time. Getaway. A little Black History Month getaway.
It was a Black History Month getaway.
It was all staring at us. Funny. That's what we were.
I think it was
because it was brothers in the minivan.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't know brothers can rent cars.
You would love it.
Minivans at that.
Yeah. And go to Valley Village to get snow
pants.
We got a lot of snow pants.
Because brothers can't snowboard?
Because no, brothers.
That part is true. Cause my back.
My back went to shit that day.
I was fine. Went to shit.
What the fuck am I doing on here?
Oh my god,
Laura Croft, nigga. So, what the fuck am I doing on this? My back shattered. I'm like,
That's fine. Go ahead, Tommy.
No, but all I was saying was I was talking to Jenny, and we're pretty much. She's like, oh, so who's coming? And I was like, I think it's Trey, Jay. I was like, Tanisha and Richard. It's like, who's Richard? I'm like, their brother. So the entire time I thought Ryan's name was Richard Richards.
No, you can't.
Nah, nigga.
Because it was double R. So I'm like, oh, it has to be. For some reason, I was like, it has to be Richard.
Nah, Richard. Get the fuck
Richard.
Out. Where's the fucking door? Get the fuck out. Tommy.
It's actually almost that time. I gotta.
Oh, shit. It's 1:35. Yeah, that's not because this guy fired. Yeah, you can leave if you want. We'll close this shit up.
Okay, sick.
Oh, you out?
Yeah.
The boss is calling you.
This is the boss calling you?
I'm getting mad emails.
Hi, Tommy. Just noticed you're not at your desk.
Where the fuck are you, Tommy?
All right, my man.
Tommy's out. My man's out. Look at that.
Yo, get his exit. Zoom in. My man leaving.
Follow him all the way out, Faye Tanner. Make sure he gets back to his safely.
Follow him to his desk.
Follow him back to work. And we'll put that footage on the green screen right now. This is live footage of Tommy leaving.
All right, Tommy.
All right, Tommy. We're going to close this up. All right. Yo, Tommy. Tommy. You can stay there now. You can stay there because the live footage will see you. We're actually going to Detroit. Fuck it. I'll say it later. You can go.
Yeah,
I'll see you Saturday.
Are you good to cross the border?
Yeah, no felony?
I bet.
Huh?
To cross the border?
Yeah, you need your passport.
Usually you need a passport to cross the border.
I don't know. I think I might wing it. I'll bring my driver's license.
All right, just bring some methamphetamine. Maybe they'll let you in with that.
I'll bring PCP.
All right, brother. Be safe. So,
what were we just talking about?
Methamphetamine.
I'm back in the gym, baby. Back in the motherfucking gym. You know what I'm saying? I'm one day in, but I'm back, nigga. This is it. This is my fucking comeback season, nigga.
Right now. I was gonna say, you look jacked. Yeah, you look jacked.
I put out a tweet because I had to confirm. Like, I worked out once and I'm jacked for 4 days.
Mm.
So I'm pretty good. I'm good with the gym shit, but I'll never do the fucking those boot camp shits.
Oh, those just make you throw up.
I'll never do that.
Those just make you
throw up. I'll work out by myself. I can't have someone fucking screaming at me and shit.
We're just talking
probably
about
not to puss ass out. To be honest.
Yo, if niggas is screaming at me, I'm like, this is no longer fun. Why are you doing this for? Why would they do this?
What part is this fun? What part of the, you're giving me PTSD.
PSP?
PTSD. PTSD? No, that's not a drug. It's a condition.
Yeah, it's bad condition.
But the other day, we're coming here to shoot random mortar. And then we saw a guy that lives in our building. And then early in the morning, and he was dressed up in gym clothes. He's looking like, oh, he's about to go work out or go crazy or play ball or some shit. He's suited up, headband, wristband, all that shit, the Fitbit, all that. And then, but like his outfit didn't match his expression on his face because he looked troubled, very troubled. He looked fucked up.
I was like, oh, fuck.
So I'm like, oh, good morning. He's like, come on in. He has a Bayesian accent. He's like, come on in. I'm like, yeah, okay. And Tron's like, oh, you're about to go play ball? He's like, nah, man. Boy, I go in body by chosen. He was so devastated. Body by Chosen is like this, like a boot camp. What do you call those gyms?
It's like a fucking hell.
Oh yeah, I was like, okay, you know those hell gyms?
Yo,
there's a very strong guy yelling at you to do shit and lift up a ball and fucking throw kettlebells and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, he's going to that shit and he was crushed. I just didn't understand. I couldn't understand why he was going. He looked like he had to go.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, like. It was just sad. I felt like I should have helped him out, but it was just like he's sad. Fucking did not want. There's no. When you go work out, you should want to go there. You should be like, yo, I'm about to go work out. You know what I mean? Then later on, I feel like when I work out in the morning, I have my day planned. Like, yo, I'm going to go work out, then later get some juice, and then go do this and that. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? He's going to fucking body by chosen.
Yo, he was devastated. I couldn't believe how sad he was. At that point, I feel like he would have been. If we kidnapped him, he would have been like, oh, okay, that sounds like a better plan.
Yeah, this is fine. This is totally fine to me. But yeah, honestly, there's this one time I went to, I forgot what the shit's called.
But you threw up there.
I threw up there. That's all I remember. And that's the worst thing about it. It was a place where it was like a trampoline house and they have mad trampolines everywhere.
Oh, then they had a fitness course that day.
Yeah.
There's a fun version. You could go jump around and do what you want. But then there's like the workout thing.
And I went there before. We all went there before. We went to fucking just jump around. I'm like, yo, this shit was fun. I got tired. And then my boy was telling me about this fucking workout class there.
The trampoline boot camp we got going on.
That's and he said, yeah, say. I knew. I'm like, oh, no, what the fuck? Boot camp, nigga, for what? What did I do, nigga?
It's
boot camp punishment?
It sounded kind of fun, though. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll fucking go jump around a little bit. And I went there, and next thing I know, I'm jumping up and down. Everything's fine. I jump down. I see color. I jump up one more time. I just see black. I'm like, yo, I think I got to stop.
Lost the signal.
And yeah, I lost signal. I fucking jumped up and I don't remember coming down, but I remember fucking throwing up.
And his head and shoulders was in the garbage.
Yeah.
I can't do that. As soon as I feel like I got to puke in the fucking gym, I'm like, all right, oh, I quit. Why am I here? What am I doing this for again?
But I'm going
to
let y'all
be jacked for 3 days? Oh, but I'm fucking back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yo, I'm back. Oh, yo, oh my God.
I'm in the gym. I just got a bike. My calves are, they're already fucking D's. I told you guys. Yeah, I told you, niggas.
Veins?
Turn the lights off right now. You'll think a horse is in here. And don't shoot my top half. You'll think I am a centaur, actually. Bro, my legs are fucking
two-legged deep. Horse.
You've never seen it before.
How many veins are you talking?
I'm talking, oh, shit. If I had to count, honestly, it looks like Mad Rivers on the map.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's a lot of
fucking veins.
That's a lot of veins.
I'm back in the gym. I'm just biking around more and playing ball a lot
until
more.
Until it snows.
And
you got to drive again.
And yeah. And it's honestly crazy because just on the topic of throwing up, I'm a responsible throw up.
Oh my God.
I'm a responsible yakker.
If you want someone to throw up with you, choose me. I'm your first pick.
Yeah.
I'm first draft when it comes to throwing up and responsibly.
Me too. I'm up there.
But you tell everyone this shit. I'm like, okay, I'm like premium. I don't bitch about it. I ain't got to tell too many people.
I'm respectful.
I'm not going to puke on your door and shit. I'm going to tell you pull over. Hey, what's going on? Listen.
Hey, literally, means I know quick.
My words are all slurred together. Everything sounds like one word. And one eye is smaller than the other right now. But open your car door because I'm about to throw up. And I'll do it on the grass. And leave me alone. Boop. Do my thing. Wipe my mouth. And then we're back to it. You don't have to follow me.
But the thing is like, I don't know. Like, I fucking cry when I yak, but, like, yo, I'm not crying. I promise you I'm not crying. Like, I'll fucking look at you and laugh and say,
I cry, though.
Crazy. Like, I fucking cry. I cry heavy when I yak, and nothing's going on in my life. I'm okay, but it's just a thing that happens. I don't know why.
It's sad.
But
it's sad. It's like, whoa, sad. How did I get here? Everything was so good.
I was having
fun. It was all
good
just 3 hours ago. Yeah. And now my guts are on the floor.
And I'm fucking crying about it. Yeah. And then when your fucking yak mixes with your tears, I sound like salty. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I just got to go home. But I think I'm not one of those friends that just fucking do yo, and I'm fucking yak on your headrest. Yeah. I'm the type of guy to tell you, pull over. You have 10 seconds.
Yo,
I'm
as
like
you should.
I'm like a Saw game. I'm like a Saw fucking game, bro. It's like,
I want to play a game. I'd fucking yak.
Find me a spot to yak in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I got my shit figured out, boy.
Yeah, man.
But you'll tell the whole fucking world that you gotta throw up.
I think
he'll text me. If I'm in Egypt, he'll text me and be like, yo, throw up. What? It's okay. Find a garbage.
I think it's good information for you to know.
Nah, I don't want to. I hate hearing it myself. So, like, I don't like that part.
Yeah.
So, don't tell me. Actually, yeah, tell me so I can fucking run away real quick.
You guys ever yak from food? Are you talking about
nigga, that's a whole nother conversation. Y'all niggas don't want to play with me when it comes to food. I don't know when to stop. I think it's a condition. I gotta figure it out. I gotta go to the doctor and get prescribed something. Cause if like when we used to go to all you can eat sushi, I think we talked about this shit before. If you're telling everything I can eat, your menu, everything, how many times can I eat your menu?
Is that a challenge?
Are you talking to me, nigga? How
me? Yo, are you sure? First off,
nigga, look at my size. I'm 715 height. That's my height. 7'5".
I'm 7999999.
Nigga,
I'm maxed out until just before 8.
I remember ordering so much fucking food that the fucking sushi guys that are making the sushi, they literally look to our room like, yo, this is going to them again?
Is there a fucking black hole in there, nigga?
is there a fucking whale in there? Yo, I promise you, I'm honestly looking at this camera because I need to let you guys know.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Every time I go to All You Can Eat, it starts off with like, yo, you, are you sure though? Are you 100%? Like, yeah, all at me.
It's a fixed price. It's like a taxi meter, nigga. Don't tell me flat rate $20, take me there and tell me it's 30 now. All You Can Eat, $29? All right.
So no matter how much,
let me just get this straight.
I can eat all I want. It's I can't breathe anymore, and it's still gonna be 25.
You won't
no
stop
what.
Me.
So I can eat one for 25, one piece of sushi for $25, or I can eat 1,000 for 25. Right.
I can put you out of your inventory. I can run you out of cream
Yo,
cheese.
Yo, it's a steal. Yo, All You Can Eat is a fucking steal for me.
This is the thing.
I should only eat All You Can Eat.
It's all in your
I
head.
I only eat for 3 days. After that.
Sometimes I'll be wanting to order a pizza and go home, but I think it's all in your head because I can go to, boom, I can go to goddamn, I can go to goddamn Wendy's. I can go to goddamn Wendy's, get a burger, and I'll be full. I can go to sushi and get something that's equivalent to a burger, and I'll be like, yo, you guys aren't ordering more?
Mm-hmm. It's a mental switch. Once I know that, I can eat a lot more. Then I'm going to do it.
It's a wrap.
What the fuck am I there for?
I don't have to pay for more and you will still bring me.
Bro, legit, it's just the fear. The fear in their eyes when we walk through that bitch. Every single time. I see them calling in more guys like, yo, hey, I know you're off today. But listen, these four rhinoceros of men just came in. They're back. And they're here to fuck shit up.
That's when you bring me All You Can Eat, that's when you need to fucking shoot a fucking what are those fucking guns called where they fucking have to put a fucking cheetah to sleep? If it's like
tranquilizer? Oh, I think that's horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, you gotta horse tranquilize me. Like
that's what you gotta do.
Put me to sleep, yeah. Because I won't stop. But whatever, nigga. That's why I told you guys, mukbangs and all those shits on YouTube, that's just not fun and games for me, nigga.
Bro, it'll be 10 hours long.
Yeah.
It'll be 10 hours.
I won't stop. Nigga, I'm gonna do one on this podcast just so you guys can see, like, it's not a fucking game. And I'll still go to the gym and beat these.
I don't get why mukbangs are a thing.
Yeah. You want to watch me eat food? That's kind of weird.
Just get something to eat.
You'll fund it?
The 100 nugget thing, I can't get through. Nah,
what am
I, fucking...
Vietana.
A garbage bag, nigga? I do not know. Nah, I'm mindful of where I put my body, y'all. Which y'all should be, too. I'm not eating a fucking 100 nuggets. I could, though. I could. Don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But I would.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video if you're listening. And if you don't know, you're watching the video, like, oh, I want a podcast version of this. There is. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Play. It's on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Head over to iTunes and drop 5 stars. Say some nice shit about us. Yo, keep telling a friend about the shit.
Yeah.
We be on, you've been on Twitter checking out what niggas are saying online. They saying good shit.
Yo, they're saying some good shit. I be searching just, you know, Random Order podcasts, not really mentioning no names or anything like that, just searching. And y'all niggas just like referring it to other people. People just be saying, hey, what podcast should I watch? And you guys are referring us. Sometimes I see some Instagram posts go up and you guys are mentioning our name and we appreciate it, you know? We appreciate you guys. I'm just happy y'all niggas are enjoying this shit, you know, because we enjoy making it.
No, this shit is actually fucking, it's actually fun.
It's a great time. It's a great time. It's a really great time.
All we do is talk shit, so we might as well make money off of it.
Yeah, so. You know what? I'm happy you guys are enjoying it. Like I said, keep doing that. Keep telling friends to watch this shit. That's how we get bigger. That's how we get to do cooler shit. That's how we get to be more interactive with you guys in the future and eventually get some of you guys on the show. I know you guys have been asking, yo, like, when can we get on the show? Shit, man. We can do a lot with this. So, you know what I mean? Keep sharing
it.
We got to do a live show real soon, man. So, yeah. There's a lot of shit we're doing, actually. There's a lot of places you guys could pull up on us. I'll fucking get right into it. We're doing a celebrity basketball game, the Do Your Part celebrity game. Jermaine is going to be a coach along with Roy Woods.
Oh,
I can't really say who's on the team.
I'm a coach already.
But, yeah.
Now, at this point, huh?
Yeah, I can.
How do you do that? Coach?
Yeah.
Just play ball, man. Put the fucking ball in the hole. Right?
Yeah.
That's objective.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. Get it in many times. Try to do it more than the other team does.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's my mindset at least.
Yeah.
Shout out my man Randy Rose.
Yeah. My man Randy Rose is putting this all together. Everything's looking beautiful. City of Brampton is behind it. A lot of support going with this. If you guys are watching this, this episode is Friday right now, and the celebrity game is on Sunday. Tickets are already sold out, to be honest, but I think they're talking about extending it and getting some more tickets. So just pay attention to that.
Bring your own chair.
Bring your own fucking chair. Yeah, it's going to be at Sheridan College, August 18th, 2019. So if this you're watching this episode in 2020, we already played. I'm sorry, man.
Too late.
What are you going to do? Also, me and Jay, fucking Tommy, the whole gang, we all driving to Detroit because my man Meech doing incredible things, and he put together this whole fucking shit by himself. It's called Meech's Field Day. It's gonna be in Detroit. I don't have all the information on me right now, but y'all just niggas need to know I'm gonna be in Detroit Saturday. So
probably right there.
It's right behind us, and he put us on a flyer. So I think shit, I gotta go now. So
yeah, now we have no choice.
Yeah, I was going regardless, but y'all know if you pull up on me, man, if you're in Detroit, come through. We're gonna be there. Don't throw no water balloons at us because we only have one fit. We're driving there and driving right back to Toronto. So I don't want to be wet.
That's I might bring them nipple guards Tommy was talking about.
Yeah. I may ride my bike there.
Oh shit.
By the time I fucking get off, oh my god, my legs are gonna be noodles.
You're gonna be bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show to look at this shit. Look at what we post. That's why you do that. That's why you follow people.
Exactly.
That's it.
There should be a new vlog up soon.
Yeah. Why not? I think. Yep.
Sure. Should be up now or
go check. Check it out.
Should be soon. Bird coming up.
Yo, it's the year of the upload, man. That's it. We told y'all.
I told y'all, niggas. Ooh.
Wait, where's my fucking Birdman button?
Birdman.
There you go.
Birdman.
You already know what it is, man. What's the quote?
The fucking quote. Oof, this is a lot of pressure.
That's the one? That was it?
No. I don't think that was a quote. The quote is...
Man.
The quote is, oh, you get new shoes.
I like it. Oh, fuck. I wasn't recording.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.